Hello everybody, welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host Vincenzo Guerisco, and thank you for taking the time in the morning to come and listen to the show. Of course, we're talking for people who are in the U.S. and at night for people who are in Thailand, while in Europe it is afternoon, and this is great because it is beautiful to know that for some people this show will start the day, while for some other people it will close it. Focusing the spirit, your true power, I think is a good way to start or close your day. We've been talking about the amazing power of Kriya Yoga and mind shifting. We also talk about effective self-analysis as the basic ground for life change and advancement. And please check the archives of this radio show and download the first two episodes. Awareness of the soul. Awareness of who you are. Awareness of who you are. Awareness of who you have come to be. Awareness of who you have come to be. Awareness of who you can come to be. Change your life at will through the power of conscious awareness. You are the product of your decisions, reactions, and ideas. Or if you are the infinite power, then it's another story. You are these two things. Choose which one do you want to be. You can be your decisions, reactions, and ideas. Or the infinite power which is behind all this, out of which these decisions, reactions, and ideas generate. From that power, there is the ability to dream the dream you want. You can give up your dream too and live any dream you need at will. Freedom. Freedom to get in and freedom to get out. Get out of this dream. And by getting out, you will see that you can dream the dream you want. Relaxing in the immediate perception of the soul becomes the perception of the overall soul. Awareness of the overall soul brings awareness of your reality as pure spirit. Your pure essence is the source of power present in you. It is the real gift of the universe you have available as a tool for change. The only thing is that change would not be even so much necessary at the time one realizes that. Because everything would be just fine. You will realize everything would be fine. We are fine, we're doing well, we are okay. We are where we are, and it is okay. Always looking for some other moment will not bring us to happiness. Because the habit of the mind is to go somewhere else in order to find whatever it's looking for. And welcome again. I am welcoming your calls. Today we will talk about the three spheres of human consciousness and how to become a master of those three spheres. And of course it is an introduction because it is quite a wide range of talk, but it's a quite wide topic. But we're going to introduce it and going to give a technique which is really easy on how you can perceive these three spheres of consciousness. Human beings are multidimensional. But here we have direct access on this three-dimensional world, which is, of course, more than three-dimensional world. But we have direct access to three spheres of consciousness. And the rest is part of a mystery. So toll free, 877-876-5227 for U.S. only. Let me repeat this number, 877-876-5227 for U.S. Or toll free, 888-815-9756 for U.S. and Canada. Or you can call the direct line, which is 530-876-3222. And, of course, you have to dial the international code, which is 001 for U.S. Please speak as clearly as possible as you ask your questions, and I welcome you. And I will be giving a workshop here in Bangkok, Thailand, Intuition for Life's Decision at the Pilates Studio. This workshop will be on the 2nd of November from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. It is a full-day intensive workshop, and you will learn to access your natural guidance and intuition through the techniques of Kriya Yoga and expand your vision ability and your ability to stay in life and vibrate at a higher level. And you will know how to know what you need to know, when you need to know it. And there will be lots of techniques. So now please book your place in advance by calling 0066. Of course, this is the international code for Thailand. And the number is 02-650-9783, which is the number of the studio where I teach also yoga. And my website is joycelestial.org, and you can send me an email. I would be happy to reply. You can either go there and visit the free section, read a little bit about myself, read what are the main topics that I consider when I try to give a session. So you can also book a session there. You can get my books or e-books. And you can access the Soulmate Connection e-book software program with exercises and guided inner sessions, which is the equivalent of guided meditations, let's say. And those are recorded with my own voice, and there are plenty of techniques there to manifest a soulmate. But I want to emphasize that book is also a metaphysical manual for life-changing. You can use the same techniques with different concepts other than love and get different results. Because the universal laws are the same. They operate at different levels with different concepts. But the principles are essentially the same, especially when brought down to what is a universal concept or principle. Ideally, one should work, obviously, at some point, in a more detailed way, observing carefully the patterns and energies that are at play within oneself. So, but that's a really good start. So today we will talk about the three spheres of human consciousness and how to trigger them. Knowing them and perceiving them, it is important for two main reasons. First, you can perceive the totality of yourself and not living limited to your own small reality, to your own little box that you perceive every day. Two, real change and manifestation happens when you involve all these three spheres together. You see, if you just work with one of these spheres and you don't involve, for example, the highest one, the results are not going to be the same. Some people do half of the job, and that will delay the results. When you get a result without the highest sphere, the result is not strong enough to last. Even if you get a result and it requires immense struggle to keep what's born growing. Obviously, acting on the three spheres will gradually shift your reality from limited man to cosmic man. We're starting to see ourselves from a different angle. The big angle, the great angle, and the three spheres are very common known, you must have heard about it. First, the conscious sphere. Second, the subconscious sphere. And third, the superconscious sphere. We need to learn to work positively with all of the three spheres so that success, any kind of success, can be guaranteed. This is what Yogananda, the great masters of India, Paramahansa Yogananda, said. When all these three spheres are working together in one direction, then success is certain. Working casually on one or two spheres without awareness would not bring strong positive changes in your life, and results would be hard to get. So these three forces have to be united and redirected towards the same goal in order to have certain success. Success is certain. Let me repeat this statement from Yogananda, because he always encouraged me every time I try to do something. Then I remembered, well, am I working on the three spheres of consciousness? Or am I just willing about it? Am I just dreaming or imagining about it? Am I consciously planning what I'm doing? Am I also relying on the support of the universe when the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious spheres are directed harmoniously towards your goal? Success is certain. Please try to get that little booklet, Scientific Healing Affirmations. It's a very little and expensive booklet by Paramahansa Yogananda, but with enough information to change your life. So we start talking now about these conscious spheres, and we start with conscious sphere, obviously. It is that part of our consciousness which is directly related to our activities. When we are awake, let's say, it is in the world of action, of what is happening now. And this is the sphere that we are most commonly using, you know, because when we walk, we go to work, we have a coffee in the morning, we talk to our partners, we talk to friends, we are here acting in the conscious sphere, which is, of course, has a span of action which is immense. It is the world of action, or what is happening now. Here, the conscious sphere finds its place. Working positively with this sphere of consciousness implies the ability to plan effectively, see things as they are and not how we would like it to be or imagine it to be. And this requires the development of wisdom, obviously, which is the ability to see things clearly and create an intelligent strategy for our lives based on what we can see. Creating an intelligent strategy for your life based on what you can see. This is how you're going to trigger your conscious sphere. Most of the time, we live in the conscious sphere as it is dictated by the subconscious. The conscious sphere is the only tool we actually have in order to trigger the other two spheres, which are the subconscious and the superconscious. It has to do with the qualities of our actions, our intention in the now. Without our conscious intention, and this is a key word, please remember, the conscious intention, we cannot access successfully the other two spheres. That's why the seed of true power to bring the necessary change resides in the conscious sphere. It accumulates in the subconscious sphere, and it makes miracles to the superconscious sphere at the universal level. And the universal level brings, shines its ray of light down into this material world, and apply conscious intent in whatever you do in your life. Sometimes the action is not so important as it is the conscious intent. At the beginning, when you're trying to start working with the conscious sphere and, you know, and don't really know what to do, even lighting up a candle in the now and saying something like, I'm lighting up this candle in order to realize my dreams, or anything similar, this will trigger the conscious sphere in the right direction. You're actually taking action consciously with a conscious intent here in the now, in this sphere of consciousness, where you're awake towards what you want. The conscious sphere is associated with the waking state. When you're awake, you live in the conscious sphere. Then we are in the subconscious sphere. This is another sphere of consciousness that is totally active all day, 24 hours, 24/7, always. And let me precise something here before I go on. Yogananda used to say that there's nothing here in this world as unconscious sphere or unconsciousness or unconscious level. He said because consciousness is everywhere. Consciousness is always present a certain degree. And what we refer to as unconsciousness is just the inability to live consciously. But consciousness is present. So when he talks about consciousness, he does not refer to the consciousness only at the human level, but he reflects as consciousness at a divine level, reflected in human beings as well. So here we have, this is why we have these three spheres, which are the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. And the subconscious sphere is the storehouse of all your experiences. Also, all your behavioral and thinking patterns are there. And this is the land of imagination, of dreams, desires, aspirations, and longings. The subconscious sphere is the storehouse of your soul. But I want to precise, to emphasize here that it is, in this particular case, I'm talking of the soul as your memory track. All that you have recorded, all your instinctual reactions are triggered in the subconscious sphere. If you would lose your memory, let's say, you would not react to life in the same way. And at the same time, when you consciously go deeper into the subconscious sphere, you can penetrate it until you reach the superconscious sphere. And this is where you start remembering who you are in real. You see, it is a matter of memory. Memory creates subconscious sphere, and well, memory is the key that will track you back to who you are. If you don't approach it consciously, you are a slave of your own patterns. You live as a machine. The subconscious sphere gives shape to your personality, to the thick layer you portray of yourself, but it has stored important information that makes your life easier as well. I mean, it's not totally negative. I mean, of course, It has important information. In your subconscious sphere, you have registered, for example, how to tie your shoes, how to use your coffee machine, how to drive your car, how to use your computer, etc. Now, when you make your patterns, your way of life, then the subconscious sphere starts dictating what it is that you have to do and depriving yourself of the power of making new, positive, more appropriate decisions that might be more appropriate for you in this time, here and now. What you have done has served you. Now it's time to be aware and awake of what is happening within us so that we can change the direction. We can step further, you know, a little step up of our ladder towards freedom. The subconscious sphere has an incredible power in itself because there's a lot of stored energy there. It is part of your soul. And when a pattern keeps repeating, it becomes powerful because it is energy. Being this pattern energy, it has magnetic power. Being this pattern energy, it has magnetic power. Whatever it is in the subconscious is powerful because, especially if it is there since a long time, it's been there for a long time, maybe since you were born, you had these patterns going on. And it acquires magnetic power that shapes your life. It has a manifesting power. A thought repeated thousands of times by default acquires enough energy to generate a magnetic field because it is energy. Imagine a wire. An electric wire, the more energy passes through there, the more the magnetic field. So this is the same for thought being energy, or a pattern repeated many, many times acquires enough energy to generate a magnetic field that produces that result. Here we come to a common misunderstanding of the law of attraction, for example. Thinking what you would like to see manifest a couple of times is not enough. It is not enough. Especially for all your life, you've been used to certain dynamic patterns. And I'm using this word dynamic, not casually. They are dynamic, either they are positive or negative, they acquire dynamic power. They have creative power. The new thought that you put has to acquire deep creative power. That means that it needs to become dynamic, or in other words, charged with energy or powerful life force. It generates magnetism around what is thought. Powerful life force. Life force is the key word. And you have to imagine, for example, in yoga we had the tradition of, we call this life force prana in yoga. And there is all these techniques, there are all these techniques of pranayama, which is nothing but control of the life force. Through the breath, you can control your life force. Isn't it incredible? And the esoteric, now becoming exoteric teachings of yoga say that thoughts are matter. Only at a subtler level. Yeah, like a baby. They're in the womb and needs to be fed. Now, I have to say that the best way to manifest something in your life is not this one, in my opinion. It is not to put a new thought and feed the thought with energy until it is there and it will give its result. Because it will create a burden, it will create a limitation, it will create prison in the future. And I know that by saying this, I'm going against the wave, because many teachers around the globe are teaching this, but actually, giving dynamic power to a new thought is a burden that you need to carry. It's a limitation. It's another sack on your shoulder, another backpack on your shoulder. It's too much. If thoughts are things, what you are actually doing is the accumulation of things. And that will ultimately make you feel heavy and tired. Too much desire, too much heaviness will stop you at some point. You will have to stop. I will dedicate a whole show on the right way of manifesting something while still preserving your freedom, which is really important. But let me anticipate this. It requires a calm mind. You have to learn how to calm your mind, get into that stage where you can perceive awareness without fluctuation, This is what yoga is about, the neutralization of the fluctuations of the mind. Yoga's citta vritti nirodha. When you get there, whatever is, is. If you dream this dream or another dream, it's up to you, totally up to you. That's great. So you can dream a dream that is fantastic, how you always wanted it, or another dream, but you will realize that everything is okay anyway. There is a lot to say about the subconscious sphere. It has great power. It's interesting to explore. Because you really need, this is important to know, you really need to keep it under control. Because if it takes the upper hand, you live by habits, you live by patterns, you lose control of yourself. And it is possible, if you understand that it works with all the information, you give it at the unconscious level. It is possible. You can control the subconscious sphere by through your conscious sphere, through your conscious sphere. Because it works with the information that you give it at that level. In other words, the subconscious sphere is not objective at all. It is totally subjective. It does not see the truth as it is. It lacks that kind of wisdom, let's say, to say, this is reality, this is truth. It is not objective. It is subjective. Therefore, it works with what you tell it. It needs to be kept under control because it is a force that can put energy into movement, as we have said. It accumulates energy, energy, energy. And if after some time you see your life going in the wrong direction, you attract this reality because in your subconscious sphere, there are all these patterns going on that have generated big, strong magnetic field. So the right thing to do at that point, and we will discuss that, and this is what I do also in my session, we have to stop that pattern, the cycle going on. You have to stop the cycle. And once you stop the cycle, you come back to your center, you are aware, and you start a new cycle from that awareness so that you're not a prisoner of the cycle anymore. So this is the real mastery of life changing. This is what I call life shifting. So your personality takes shape, actually, when you need to deal with the instinctual patterns of the subconscious sphere, with your conscious living. Whatever it is in your subconscious comes up, and you have to deal with it consciously, and that is what generates your personality. And on the other hand, your temperament is your true longing towards freedom. So what you actually make, when you're actually mixing up your reaction, your conscious reaction to the subconscious instinct in order to obtain freedom, this is what we do instinctually, this is what creates our temperament. But the subconscious sphere in itself is impersonal, and it doesn't really make distinction. Therefore, what is in there starts to act as a magnetic force without distinction. The sphere being deeper than the conscious sphere is in touch also with the more collective consciousness. It is influenced. It interacts with it. It is quite interesting. That's why you're actually attracting magnetically the people and the situations around you that resonate with it. So while Jung, the great psychologist, used to talk about collective unconscious, here we talk about collective subconscious because I want to use this term. And my suggestion is, don't rely on a machine, which is your subconscious, to manipulate the people, your reality, to manipulate your reality by changing your reality or bringing new people in your life or resonate with another reality. If you can see it with awareness, it would be much easier. If you use it consciously anyway, if you use your subconscious sphere consciously, it can be the agent that eliminates the veil of separation between you and what is instructed to do. At the point when you start using it consciously, there is no separation anymore between what you want and what you get. This is quite interesting. Subconscious sphere is associated with a sleeping state. It is the part of ourselves that is dreaming, that is imagining, that we feed through our imagination, through our dreams, through our inspirations. So obviously, everybody knows these techniques. The subconscious sphere is triggered through affirmations. This is one of the most common way of reprogramming your subconscious sphere. But still, there is much greater way to use affirmation than the one that is commonly used today. Again, I'm sharing my experience with you, and I don't want to go against any other people's work. But affirmations should be done in a way that would penetrate the three spheres all at once. The conscious, subconscious, superconscious, just talking aloud some sentences is not enough. You have to really go deep into these sentences. You have to awaken your conscious sphere first, then going deep into the subconscious sphere, and then deeper still until they get into the superconscious sphere. There is a specific technique to do that, which is very simple and easy, that Yogananda teaches. And I will talk about it later if we have time, otherwise in another future show. Toll free 877-876-5227 for U.S. only, or Canada. U.S. and Canada, we have 888-815-9756, or we have the direct line, which is 530-876-3222, and of course you have to dial the international call, which is 001. Please speak as clearly as possible. Just your questions, and I'm very happy to receive them. If not, I will just go on, and I will be giving a workshop. I will be giving a workshop here in Bangkok, Intuition for Life Decision, one full day intensive. And I invite you to book in advance your place at 02-650-9783. This is the number of the studio where I also teach yoga. And my website is www.joycelestia.org. There is a free section that will expand always more. And we are actually working on this website. It will soon be .com, but for now it's .org. You can send me an email there. Please be sure that your email is correct. I received some emails, and some of them were not working. Please be sure so I can reply to you, also to answer your question, also just say thank you. And you can book a session there. There are many packages available according to your needs, affordable for everyone. You can get my books or e-books. Okay, so let's go on. Now we're going to talk about what is the sphere that I love the most, which is the superconscious sphere. This is that part of you, superconscious sphere, that is directly connected with the infinite. Or you can also say that it is the expression of your true highest potential. It is the higher you, the part of you that is connected with the cosmic intelligence, God, universe, or whatever it is your concept of God. You don't have to call it God. Call it your highest potential. Call it who you really are, what you can really do. Call it yourself outside the cage. Hear the call. We have a call on.
Yes, hi Vincenzo, I'm speaking from
Hello?
Bangkok. Hi Vincenzo, can you hear me? I'm speaking from Bangkok.
Yes, I can hear you. Not too loud, but it's okay. Wait a moment, I will take the phone on.
Hello?
Yes, I've been listening to your session since it started like 3 weeks ago, and I really appreciate your courses and your classes. And I just have a question regarding The Secret and how does it differ slightly from what you have been saying?
I mean, okay, you mean The Secret, the famous movie that has sold a lot? Okay. Well, I think that when the movie came out, I found it very inspiring, also because people there doing the editing and directing were really good at their skills. I mean, I really thought this movie can inspire people to a more metaphysical consciousness instead of, you know, the limited one that usually we have in our lives. But I also thought that there were some faults in it. For example, there's too much emphasis on desire. There's too much emphasis on getting bound to what you want, and that would actually create a situation where you cannot get out. You will create confusion. Most people create confusion. And also, another thing to do is to understand is that what actually happens when you just imagine these things, if your mind is not developed, that kind of magnetism, powerful magnetism, what will actually happen is that nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Of course, it's better starting to do it than not doing it at all. And but most of the time, nothing happens because people don't go deep enough. And they don't imply, they say you have to feel more. You have to imagine as you're there. You have to imagine yourself in that situation and really feel the joy as you would have it. But let me tell you something. You're acting in the world of duality. If one day you create the day, the next day you create the night. If one day you create joy that will make you go up, it's the mathematics of the universe. You will go down the next day. So what you're actually doing is just manipulating nothing. And it is quite hard because what you really need to get what you want in life, to have more abundant life, is to have a more abundant spirit, to have a more abundant soul. And another thing to do, this is a good metaphor, for example, one I was talking to one of my spiritual teachers, and he said, look, we have a basin, we're washing a cloth, okay? So what happens is this, I want to wash this cloth, I want to put it under the water. And I push on the right side, and what I see is that something comes up on the left side. And when I push on the left side, something comes up on the middle. And there's not a way really to put everything down. So the best way to do, actually, for manifesting, and this is it will be the topic of one future show, but I'm happy to anticipate something over here. The best way to manifest something is to relax totally, stop those fluctuations that are going up and down. And once you're there, just bring your attention to that reality. Just observe that reality from that level. And the discovery of quantum physics, it has been an amazing discovery because it says that through observation, that reality collapses into a lower reality, let's say. Okay, so basically you observe that reality from that awareness, which is the creative source. And from there, it collapses down. And I've experimented with this because coming from a yoga tradition and having been a monk and really spiritually devoted to a spiritual life, what happened is that I realized that the fault there was to create more of a burden instead of a freedom to create your life. Okay, you create a nice dream and then it has to go down for the low duality. What's the sense? It doesn't make sense. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. No, it does make sense now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So most of the people are unaware of the superconscious sphere. You have to tap, if you want to change your life, you want to change your reality, tap into the superconscious sphere. And from there, what you can actually do is to see your life from the cosmic view of who you are. This is quite an interesting thing because I know that these things for some people sound like fiction, okay? But it is not. Experiment. You experiment with so many things in your life. Why don't you experiment with yourself? You like to go in different places. We all like to go in different places, meet different people, experiment with this or that. Maybe we change colors with our clothes. That's fantastic. But why don't you experiment with yourself? So the universe, whatever it is present there. You have the connection. Isn't it fascinating? Most people are unaware of this sphere, but still, it is active. And all the three spheres are active simultaneously. I'm talking about, they're always present. I'm talking about this conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious sphere. It is important to learn how to recognize them and tap there at will and consciously. Because when you go to sleep, let's say, you lose the ability to stay conscious over there. The conscious level just goes down. But what you want to do is to stay awake. Not awake, to stay aware. In subconscious level, and so in the superconscious level. And to tap into the superconscious sphere, you have to learn certain techniques that will make you connect with it consciously. This is because, in a way, you must re-educate yourself. You must be re-educated to perceive this sphere and understand its importance fully. All information is present there. Thoughts that you have never thought before, and another thing that is that to tap into this sphere, you need to forget about yourself. Let go of yourself. You also need to be ready, as I say sometimes, to let go of the subconscious patterns that generate your personality and be ready to die at yourself, to start really living. And I want to talk about briefly my own experience when I first tapped into this superconscious sphere, and it happened almost casually because one day I was reading a book about astral projection, and was very much interested. I was 17 years old. I was very much interested in all the mysteries of life, what would happen, and at some point I decided, okay, I got this article, and they said, you should try to go into sleep and still stay awake. So that night I tried to do that, still stay aware. Sorry, I always say awake, but awake now because it's obviously you cannot stay awake if you're in the subconscious sphere, but you can be totally aware. And I tried to do that, and that night I waited, and I did not apply willpower, but I waited, and feel at some point I was falling asleep, and I could see that, and I said, no, I'm going to stay aware. And what happened, I went down and down and down and down, and I felt like I was almost dying, and I felt I was dying. And then I said, okay, I'm going to die. I don't care. I prefer to die. I don't know what would make me think that at that moment, but I was ready to die. But what happened is I did not die. At some point, I went to the superconscious sphere. I did not project myself astrally, but I went to the superconscious sphere, and that was an interesting thing because I realized that I was totally aware. I could see in all directions simultaneously, and this is what I call the spherical vision. I talk about it in the book, Soulmate Connection. In this sphere, coming back, all life is present. All happiness is there. All power is there. In other words, one has to go beyond the usual working of the mind in order to tap and merge with omnicomprehensive sphere, the superconscious sphere. There is no path the mind can give you to get there. But yes, there are techniques to make us aware of this. And since we are talking about how we are made, our own nature, it is possible and accessible. There is consciousness in this sphere, and it is both personal and impersonal. While the subconscious is totally impersonal, and the conscious sphere is totally personal, in the superconscious sphere, we have both qualities, the personal quality and the impersonal quality. And you can relate to it as you prefer. Once you can tap into your superconscious at will, things will change around you. You will start seeing life through a totally different and amazing perspective. The superconscious sphere is associated with the ecstatic state. Well, now, how can you start perceiving and living all these spheres at once? The first step is to recognize them, be aware of them, so that you can know the difference and you can practice going into them at will. You have to recognize them and perceive them consciously. There are obviously many levels of depth of perception. One can go into the superconscious sphere, for example, and stay there without perceiving greater or deeper dimension of worlds, or just stay there, you know. And these spheres are also known as the three worlds in the yoga tradition, that conscious, subconscious, superconscious. And the great master, Paramahansa Yogananda, used to say that one should become master of the three worlds, even as the Father is. And there are techniques for any level, but I'm going to share with you some easy ones that everyone can practice. And they are extremely accessible, and you will be amazed how you can start perceiving the difference between these three spheres of consciousness starting from today. And, of course, you can bring this at a deeper level, practicing more and more and more. The more you practice, the more you go, you delve deep into them. And in order to get the best results out of this simple technique I'm going to share with you, it is important to relax. Because if you don't relax your mind will just speak too loud. You will not hear the difference. So when you relax your mind and your mind is calm, you're able to perceive the conscious difference between one state and another. So the first thing to start with is the relaxation and the posture. Therefore, sit with your spine straight and your muscles relax. This is the main thing, the main instruction that I'm going to give you. Sit with your spine straight and your muscles relax. And this is also the main instruction that you're going to use for any meditation technique. And then breathe in and tense all your muscles. And as you exhale, release all tension and focusing especially on the relaxation processes. You relax and releasing all tension. You can repeat this from 3 to 6 times, breathing in and tensing all your muscles from toes to the head, and then relaxing as you exhale, reversing from the head to toes. Another powerful way to relax is just to close your eyes and seize all your bodily motions. This is another method suggested by Paramahansa Yogananda. Just close your eyes and stop all your bodily motions, the motions of your body, the movement of your body. Just stop it. He said that this is the greatest method of relaxation. Every time you're tensed or worried, relax by this method. Can you imagine? So simple. Just close your eyes and feel all your body in motion. And this is, you have to fight a little bit of willpower at the beginning. But then you will see the results. And ultimately, throw the breath out and forget about your breath totally. Even though you might be breathing, just forget about it. Just relax. And don't think about it. Relax and stay conscious. And you will see that particular moment present, the present moment, will seem to prolong itself into eternity. Just throw your breath out. Forget about your breathing. Relax. Stay conscious. Let it be so. Prolong that moment into eternity. And it's such a subtle thing. But everyone can do this, and it is amazing. It has not, you know, counter effects like some advanced yogic techniques. You know, you need to practice a little bit before you can do certain advanced techniques. But these are techniques that allow you to tap into different states of consciousness right away. But the problem is just be willing to relax so that you can perceive the difference. And here is the trick to perceive your different states of consciousness, and it's easy. It's an easy trick, and I'm amazed at how easy it is myself every time I think about it. Human beings have all the doors within themselves, and if you look into certain directions, you can tap into these spheres of consciousness. Amazing. If you look down with your eyes closed, you tap into the subconscious sphere. If you look straight in front of you with your eyes open, you tap into the conscious sphere. If you look up with your eyes half open or half closed and relax, you tap into the superconscious sphere. And if you start doing this many times, you're actually perceiving the differences. And at the beginning, those differences are very subtle. But the more you do it, the more you do it, and the more relaxed you are, the more deep you go. When you look up, you should fix the attention when you're trying to go into the superconscious sphere. You should fix the attention gently on the forehead. Not necessarily the gaze there, if it generates too much effort, for example, but the attention. And the attention must be on the forehead. Very important. But better if it is at the point between the eyebrows, which is the seat of the Ajna Chakra, or the sun center in human beings. This center is also known by many as the spiritual eye. So try to practice this way, always keeping the posture with your spine straight, muscles relaxed, and don't lean your head forward or backward. Just keep your chin parallel to the floor, and look down with your eyes closed, and go into the land of dreams, imagination, desires, thoughts, ideas, and then dump and dissolve the body in the subconscious sphere. And stay there until you perceive what it is like to be there. Stay there, dumping and dissolving your body into the subconscious sphere, and be always conscious. Then look in front of you with your eyes open, and come into the world of activities, actions, decisions, where things are happening. Project yourself totally into the conscious sphere and stay there until you really feel the essence of this sphere, which is totally different. It has a totally different dynamic energy. Then look up with your eyes half open and bringing your attention on the forehead or on the point between the eyebrows and perceive what it is like, even for just a moment, to experience a higher consciousness. Dump your body into the superconscious. Dump your body into the superconscious. Forget it. Just dump your body into the superconscious and relax in this process. Lift yourself gently and lightly up until you can perceive, even for just a moment, the experience of a higher consciousness. And repeat the process many times, as I told you, and until the difference of these spheres becomes obvious and remain conscious all the time. This is an easy and practical technique that will give you a definite sense of how these spheres are alike. And you can start perceiving them, their differences, quite easily. And you will realize that these three spheres, the more you do that, are active always, always during the day. All at the same time. When you walk in the street, most of the times, you live in your subconscious sphere. Even if you're acting in the conscious sphere, that is an obvious thing because you're in your thoughts. You're in your imagination. You're totally lost in the patterns of your mind. That's, you know, when you walk in the shop and then you start imagining, that's it. That your subconscious sphere coming up, mixing up. And sometimes you receive an intuition to sort solve a problem. And that's your superconscious coming down and giving you a new solution, a new thought. These three spheres are cooperating all the way. Being conscious, going there at will, is the key to master your life. Don't, this is very important, don't direct the mind towards a definite experience. Just let it be. And welcome what comes. No inductions, no expectations, no wanting to control the experience, not looking for anything, not describing anything. Just relax as you move through the three main dimensions of yourself. Whatever religion you are, if you're religious or not religious at all, whatever practice you do, whatever meditation practice, you can do this. And this is not hypnosis or self-hypnosis. There's a difference because even though I recognize that self-hypnosis and hypnosis can be used for good, because when one is a prisoner of bad patterns, then it is good to reprogram your subconscious because you have to be master, okay? Just do it with somebody who you really trust, who's a really good person. Otherwise, just do self-hypnosis. It will take time, but you will change. But this is not hypnosis because what happens, you want to abandon the mechanism of the mind and develop conscious awareness of who you are and what your true power is about. Self-hypnosis or hypnosis are actually directing your mind somewhere to get a certain result. So start where you are. What you can perceive. And you will gradually go deeper. You will perceive more. Another good thing to do is learn to go to sleep at will. Try to dump your body into the subconscious by closing your eyes and looking down. Exactly as before, but this time when you're lying down in the bed, adapt yourself with a memory. Try to remember. This is a key. Just using the memory, the right memory, will trigger your subconscious sphere, which is associated with your sleeping state. So try to remember a time when you felt really sleepy and tired, and multiply that sensation to the point that it seems that you've been not sleeping for a week. And once you can grab that sensation, just hold it. Don't use willpower to go to sleep or you will stay awake. Just hold that sensation, relax more and more. By doing this, you will also learn to stay conscious during sleep, obviously, and imagine to have direct access to the storehouse of your soul. You can do that by learning to stay awake, to stay aware during sleep. And it is a great tool for life change as well, because after some practice, you might be able to direct the dream in the direction you want, and the dreams work by symbols, and your reality works by symbols. The universe talks to you not in English, not in Italian, not in Hindi, but it talks to you through symbols. Symbols have energy. Shakti in there, and they operate at different levels. So having conscious access to the symbols that trigger your reality means to be a master of your reality, because you go there, you know which symbol is creating what, and then in deep meditation you can change that symbol in order to project the new reality there. But we're talking about you like doing a painting. You're not involved with a picture, you know what I mean? You're doing a painting with symbols. This is beautiful. Just try to get in touch with the symbols as much as possible. Read books about symbols. Try to understand what symbols are actually acting in your life. Create your own dream book and try to understand what is happening. Program the subconscious just before going to sleep also to wake you up at a certain time. And you will see that you will gradually do so. You can say, please wake me up 5 minutes before 6. And the more you do that, the more you see that that will work. Or you can ask your subconscious to get rid of a certain habit that disturbs you, that doesn't serve you anymore, a pattern that has been repeating and that has now become a prison. Be a master of your subconscious fear. You can do that. So if you can stay aware in the moment of transition between the conscious state and the sleeping state, you will go also, that's quite possible, into the superconscious sphere. To do that, you must be willing anyway to let go of yourself. If you're not willing to let go of yourself, what will happen? You will just be lost into the subconscious sphere. But if you are willing to let go of yourself, even to die as yourself, this is what Jesus said. This is why the Bible can be interpreted on many levels. And you will go into the superconscious sphere. To do that, you must be willing to be humble. Let go of yourself. You're not that important, you say, but you will gain much more. You will seem like you are about to die, as I said, but let just go of your body. You will not be so. You will not die. But you will tap into the highest awareness, and it will be only to the degree that you can manage. So don't worry, everything is okay, you will be safe, it is a part of yourself, regain that power to stay there. If you can tap into the superconscious sphere, you will acquire a particular kind of vision that I call the spherical vision, and I mentioned before during my experience that I had when I was 17. It is a way to see the world around you and beyond you with the eyes of consciousness. It's not your physical eyes. The eyes of consciousness, where you can see in multiple directions simultaneously. I know that these things might be hard to believe for most people, but please give it a try. As I said, consider also that for everyone is different, and everyone could have different experiences, and that depends on the person. But one thing is sure, we are so much more than what we are used to think. And even if we have heard that we are so much more, but we have never experimented, we will get nowhere. Experiment, practice, experiment with yourself. Nowadays, we like to experiment with so many things, as I said, but why don't we experiment with ourselves? Let's dump our body into the superconscious. Let's try it and find methods that work for you. And then you will take a further step from there. Experiment. Don't be afraid. There's nothing wrong in doing it. The only wrong thing is, in my opinion, to remain unaware of what we are. Therefore, I have decided that in this show, we just speak as I think what is right to speak. Please, if you're receptive, please just try it out. Just try it out. After all, I will be also available to speak with you on the phone or via email, and I will repeat the number, even though we're about to close, which is 877-876-5227. If you didn't call this time, please call next time. And remember, I'm going to ask all your questions as much as I can. If you write me an email, if you go to my website, which is www.joycelestial.org, and I will be giving a workshop in Bangkok, Intuition for Life Decision, Bangkok Talent, at the Pilates Studio. This workshop will be on the 2nd of November from 11 to 5 p.m. It is a full-day intensive. We're going to learn how to use our intuition under the teachings of Kriya Yoga, under its light. Yogananda used to say one thing. When you go to bed and sleep, it is like a little death. You leave behind whatever happened. Every time you wake up, you are reborn. The only reason why you wake up, Yogananda said, is because you have the desire to fulfill the duties that you have in this life. And for who believes in reincarnation, that's also the reason why you are bound to reincarnate. because you have the desire to fulfill what you have left behind. So let's recap the techniques explained by Paramahansa Yogananda, and I'm really going to share with you some of his words. Keep closing eyes and widely opening eyes, and keeping eyes half open and closed alternatively, and thus take your soul from the kingdom of sleep to the land of wakefulness, and then to the superconscious sphere of ecstasy. In other words, you, a true yogi, must learn by shifting your gaze to shift your being from the kingdom of sleep to the kingdom of God's ecstasy. When you keep looking straight ahead, you must concentrate on the world of your little room. Then if you don't like the troublesome world, quickly shut your eyes and go to the pleasanter sleep land. Then if you don't like the dopey joy of sleep land, several times visibly close your eyes and keep half opening them and concentrating on the point between the eyebrows. Then after fixing your gaze between the eyebrows, jump from the sleep land to ecstasy. And if you want to come back to earth, close and open your eyes several times in quick succession and keep looking hard at an object without winking. This way you can learn to remain awake several days. While writing Whispers from Eternity, I remained awake 5 days and nights by keeping my eyes looking straight ahead. But on the sixth day, as my writing slid down and I looked down, heavy sleep and nodding overtook me. When I suddenly realized I was falling asleep, I explained to the people around me, "Pardon me, my writing has laid down, and my falling gaze looked downward, and sleep naturally overtook my eyes. I slept a normal sleep on the sixth night." By keeping the eyes straight ahead and open without winking, the yogi can remain awake several days. By keeping eyes closed, the yogi can sleep 4 days. By keeping eyes half open and half closed and fixed on the forehead between the eyebrows, the yogi can remain in ecstasy from a few minutes to 1 day, 2 days, or 21 days, or even 100 years. The yogi is not compelled to remain in ecstasy with God, but he can bring back his body consciousness and awake any time by will, as he remains inwardly conscious during short or long ecstasy. As it is hard to sleep and keep the eyes closed when one is fully awake, and hard to awaken and force the eyes open when one is asleep, so it is difficult to keep the eyes upturned and half open and half closed. But by practice, you will find your eyes glued at the point between the eyebrows. The light of your spiritual eye, called Bindu, will help you to keep your eyes half open and half closed during ecstasy. And when you practice looking at the point between the eyebrows during the half state of sleep and half wakefulness, you will learn to enjoy the state of ecstasy naturally in the half open eyes without strain. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, and I welcome you to this show, BBS Radio, next Tuesday. If it is not mainstream, it's BBS Radio, Awareness of the Soul with Vincenzo Guarisco. Thank you so much. Come to my website, www.joycelestial.org. Thank you. Bye.